愿大家平安。
Peace be with everyone.
今天第二次跟大家一起来学习旷野的危机。
So today is the second time we'll cover the topic Crisis in the Wilderness.
旷野在哪里？
So where is the wilderness?
以色列百姓从埃及出来。
The Israelites departed from Egypt.
然后要进到迦南地。
And they had to enter into Canaan.
那旷野就是埃及跟迦南地的中间这一块地。
So the wilderness is the part of land that sits between Egypt and Canaan.
那迦南地有多好呢？
So how good is Canaan?
圣经用很多来描写。
The Bible has a lot of ways of describing this place.
叫做牛奶与蜜之地。
Such as describing it as the land flowing with milk and honey.
又叫做美地。
And also the beautiful land.
又叫做福地。
And the blessed land.
又叫做应许之地。
And also the promised land.
又叫安息之地。
And also the place of rest.
所以是非常好的一块地。
So we know that this is a very good piece of land.
但是以色列百姓出埃及，圣经里面讲20岁以上的男人大概有60万。
However, when the Israelites were departing from Egypt, there were around 600,000 Israelites who were over the age of 20.
那走过旷野真的进去只有两个，加勒跟约书亚。
And the ones who could walk in the wilderness then enter into Canaan were only two people who were Joshua and Caleb.
其他都死在旷野。
Everyone else died in the wilderness.
所以圣经讲说这个叫做大而可怕的旷野。
So the Bible describes the wilderness as a very dangerous and fearful place.
那今天这个几千年前发生犹太人的事情跟我有什么关系？
So we might think to ourselves that this happened thousands of years ago and it happened to the Israelites. How is it related to me?
我们来看哥林多前书。
Let's take a look at 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书。
1 Corinthians.
第十章。
Chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章
，First Corinthians chapter 10，
第一节，第二节，
verses 1 and 2，verse 1， Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud, all passed through the sea. Verse 2， all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
这第一节是历史。
So the first verse is talking about history.
以色列百姓从云下海中经过。红海分开到干地。
The Israelites were under the cloud and passed through the sea.
第二节是新约时代的意义。
So in verse 2, it's talking about the significance in the New Testament.
这个经过红海叫做受洗。
Those who passed through the sea were all baptized.
那我们洗礼就是归入主耶稣的名下嘛。
So when we are baptized, we are now under the name of Jesus.
所以受洗归的摩西。
So for them, they were baptized into Moses.
因为摩西带领他们出埃及。
Because Moses brought them out of Egypt.
所以谁带领我们脱离这个世界？
So who takes us out of this world?
魔鬼掌权的这个世界。
Devil controls this world.
就是主耶稣啊。
But it is Jesus that takes us out.
所以我们受洗就归入主耶稣的名下。
So when we are baptized, we are now under Jesus' name.
那受洗以后，我们就不属埃及。
And after baptism, we no longer belong to Egypt.
一刀两断。
So there is now two parts.
我们现在是归入主的名下。
And now we are under the name of the Lord.
那迦南地又是哪里呢？
So what is Canaan now?
就是我们将来要去的天国。
It is the kingdom of it is heaven that we will go to soon.
天国有多好？
So how good is heaven?
神有多好，天国就有多好。
However good God is, it is the same with heaven.
那我们为什么要受洗？
So why do we need to be baptized?
受洗最终目的是要进迦南。
The main goal of baptism is to enter into Canaan.
要进天国。
And to enter into heaven.
这个是我们人生一个很重要的目标。
And this is a very important goal that we must have in our lives.
但是一个人从洗礼完到最后进天国，不是很多。
However, from the point when you're baptized to the amount of people who are baptized and also enter into heaven is not a lot.
你就看 Pacifica 教会多少人在这里洗礼。
So you can take a look at Pacifica Church and count how many people have been baptized.
现在还几个在这里?
And out of the number of people who have been baptized, who are still here?
所以从受洗到天国，这个叫做旷野路。
So from the point when you are baptized to the point where you try to get to heaven, it is called being in the walking in the wilderness.
神是大而可畏的神。
God is the God who is an awesome God.
那旷野是大而可怕的旷野。
And the wilderness is a very greatly dangerous and fearful place.
所以如果我们真的依靠神,
so if we really rely on God,
这个大而可畏的神可以帮助我们走过。
Then this great and awesome God can help us walk through this greatly fearful wilderness. So then we can actually enter into Canaan.
但是如果我们没有专心跟从主,
However, if we do not wholeheartedly follow after the Lord, this great and dangerous and fearful wilderness is somewhere that we cannot finish walking.
所以诗篇106篇告诉我们几个很重要为什么在旷野倒闭死了。
So in Psalm 106, it describes many reasons why people fell and died in the wilderness.
那我们今天对照一下啊，跟我们现在信主以后灵性倒闭死了差不多都一样。
So if we use this as a comparison today for those who spiritually also fall and die, we notice that there's a lot of similarities.
日光之下没有新事。
There's nothing new under the sun.
现在发生的以前也发生过。
Whatever happens today has already happened in the past.
所以为什么我们需要读历史?
So why do we need to study history?
从以色列百姓的经验，从属灵上来看，我们今天要留心什么？
So looking at the Israelite experience from a spiritual perspective, what can we take note of?
然后我们才能够走过这个旷野。
And from knowing that, we can be able to walk in the wilderness.
我们看诗篇106篇。
Let's take a look at Psalm 106.
诗篇106篇14节。
Psalm 106, verse 14. 14. But lusted exceedingly in the wilderness, and tested God in the desert.
15节。
15, and he gave them their requests, but sent a leanness into their soul.
你看英文啊，last exceedingly，这个last就变成情欲了。
So in verse 14, it says lusted exceedingly.
Exceedingly就是超过正常的，超过道理的范围。
So it says exceedingly, which means that it has crossed the boundaries.
有意有时，这是神给我们的应许。
So there's Sometimes God's promise to let us
有衣有食.
Oh, sorry, to have food.
所以如果我们有衣有食就知足，信仰会很有力量。
To have food and sustenance, that's only given by God so that we can have strength.
但是如果我们生活欲望太多,
but if in our lives we have too many desires.
我们看下面一句。
We can take a look at the next
十五节，十四节啊，十五节啊。 他将他们所要求的事给他们。
And he gave them their request.
所以神就给他们肉吃啊。
So God gave them meat to eat.
但是他们的心灵软弱。
But their soul was weak.
所以英文叫 leanness of soul. 那就变成那个灵性变成很瘦，没有力量。
So there was leanness that was sent into their soul, which means that they had no strength.
这是第一个啊，为什么这么多人倒闭死了？
So this is the first reason why so many people fell and also died.
好，我们现在来看第二个。
So let's take a look at the second example.
旷野的危机。
The second crisis in the wilderness.
好，我们回来看诗篇的106篇。
Let's take a look at Psalm 106.
16节。
Verse 16. 16. When they envied Moses in the camp and Aaron, the saint of the Lord. 17. The earth opened up and swallowed Dathan and covered the faction of Abiram. 18. A fire was kindled in their company, the flame burned up the wicked.
这个16节到18节啊，也就看几种人。
So from verses 16 to 18, we see different kinds of people.
第一种就是摩西、亚伦。
The first group included Moses and Aaron.
摩西亚伦是谁? 摩西是神用的工人。
So who are Moses and Aaron? For Moses, he was one of the workers used by God.
所以圣经又称说他是神人。
So the Bible calls him a man of God.
他是神面对面所认识的。
And he is one who knows God face to face.
他曾面对面跟神讲过话。
And he has talked to God before face to face.
那亚伦呢？
What about Aaron?
亚伦是大祭司。
He is the high priest.
带着血一年一次进到至圣所为以色列百姓赎罪。
Bringing the blood into the Holy of Holies, he is able to pardon the sin of the Israelites.
所以这两个人都是在旷野里面神所用的人。
So these two people were ones who were used by God in the wilderness.
好，那下面呢，大丹亚比兰一党的人。
So next, it said that the earth opened up, swallowed Dathan and the faction of Abiram.
这个大丹跟亚比兰他是什么人？
So who are Dathan and the faction of Abiram?
如果我们看民数记，
If we take a look at Numbers,
民数记的16章，
Numbers chapter 16.
16章的第一节，
chapter 16, verse 1. Verse 1. Now Korah the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, with Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and on the son of Peleth, sons of Reuben, took men.
第二节.
Verse 2. And they rose up before Moses with some of the children of Israel, 250 leaders of the congregation, representatives of the congregation, men of renown.
好，这个地方哈，如果我们看从第一节到第二节，
Looking here from verses 1 to 2，
这里讲，以色列会中250个首领是有名望入选入会的人。
Here it says that there were 250 leaders of the congregation who were of renown.
所以这250个也是有名望的，而且是被选的。
So these 250 men were elected and also were renowned.
那摩西亚伦是神所用的人。
So Moses and Aaron were men who were used by God.
那可拉这250个人也是被选神所用的人。
And Korah with the 250 men were all elected and used by God too.
那为什么这一群人没有办法相处？
So why is it that these groups cannot work together?
这就是人际关系的问题。
And this is because of interpersonal issues with interpersonal relationships.
所以到最后 250个人死了，最少250个人死了。
So in the end, at least 250 people died.
如果我们看，回来看，我们刚刚记得诗篇106篇。
If we go back to Psalm 106,
106:16节哈， 在营中嫉妒摩西跟他的圣者亚伦。
In verse 16, it says, when they envied Moses in the camp and Aaron, the saint of the Lord.
嫉妒是什么？
So what does it mean to envy?
如果你看那个加拉太书第5章啊， 嫉妒就是肉体的情欲， 就是罪性。
If you look in Galatians chapter 5, it is one of the fleshly desires, which is sin.
所以这一群人没有办法相处，就是因为罪性。
Oh, sorry, the sinful nature. And the reason why they couldn't work together was because of the sinful nature.
不是在神面前不重要，神给他们很重要的工作。
And it wasn't that they didn't, what they did wasn't important in front of God, because the duty that was entrusted was important.
但是当罪性超越了良心控制的，这一群人就没有办法相处。
But when the sinful nature overcomes your thoughts, then it creates issues in your interpersonal relationships.
那我们就回到民数记16章来再深入来看为什么这个嫉妒。 会在他们中间造成他们没有办法相处。
So let's also take a look at Numbers chapter 16 to see why envy was the cause of the issues in their interpersonal relationships.
好，我们来快点看民数记的16章。
Let's go back to Numbers chapter 16.
16章的第3节。
Numbers chapter 16 verse 3. They gathered together against Moses and Aaron and said to them, "You take too much upon yourselves, for all of the congregation is holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Why then do you exalt yourselves above the assembly of the Lord?"
如果我们仔细看第三节。
If we closely look at verse 3.
所以有时候我们 当人际关系发生问题，我们是第三者在看了，不要很轻易的判断。
Sometimes when there's interpersonal, there's issues with interpersonal relationships, and we are looking at the situation from a third person perspective, we shouldn't easily make quick judgments.
圣经里面讲哦，先诉情由的事无有理。你看到一个人开始讲，两边搞不好，哎，这他讲听起来很有道理。
The Bible says that if there's a if there's an issue between two people, then you Oh, the first person who complains seems to be right.
不要一下就判断。
So you can't make judgments really quick.
你要再听另外一方。
You have to listen to the other party.
那听另外一方，我们大概听这比较明白到底发生什么事情。
And after listening to the other party, then you can have a better understanding of what happened.
但是，最后我们如果要判断对错，还要了解神。
However, if we want to make the call on whether or not this is right or wrong, we still have to follow the judgments of God.
这个就是社会跟教会的不同。
So this is the difference between society and the church.
社会是以人为主的。
Society places people or man as first.
那人有文化。
So people have their cultures.
人有传统。
And they have their traditions.
所以你看美国的最高法院它不是在判别对错吗？
So if you look at the courts in the United States, don't they decide what's right or wrong?
但是它的判别随着时间一直在变啊。
But the judgments or decisions that the courts make continue to change over time.
因为它是照着整个社会传统文化在变。
Because they change along with the way society changes.
这个是社会。
And this is society.
但是教会的主是谁？教会的主是神啊。
But who is the Lord of the church? It is God.
所以在教会里面要判辨对错最重要是神怎么看。
So in the church, if you want to decide what is right or wrong, you have to look at the way God decides.
那要了解神怎么看，就要认识神。
And to understand the way God would decide is to know Him.
那要认识神，你就要很清楚神的话。
And to know Him, you have to be really have a clear understanding of His word.
加上有圣灵的感动。
And on top of that, you also need the movement of the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵是智慧的灵。
Because the Holy Spirit is a spirit of wisdom.
所以我们才有属灵的判断能力。
So then we can have this spiritual ability to discern.
那我们现在看第三节。
So let's take a look at verse 3.
这个第三节你看全部对吗？
So in verse 3, is everything correct?
当然不是全部对啊。
Not everything is entirely right.
因为圣经已经讲说这是出于嫉妒嘛。
Because the Bible has already said that this, these words have been spoken out of envy.
那全部错吗？
So is everything they said false?
不是全部错。
It's actually not all false.
哪个地方是对的？
So which parts of it are correct?
如果我们回到第三节。
If we look back at verse 3.
全会众，各个既是圣洁的。人也在他们中间，这个是对的。
It says, for all the congregation is holy, and the Lord is among them. That's correct.
为什么？
And why?
因为他们是神的百姓。
Because they are the people of God.
是神所洁净的。
And they are the ones who are sanctified by Him.
好像我们现在圣经说我们是圣徒啊。
Just like how the Bible says that we are the saints.
为什么我们是圣徒？因为我们经过主耶稣的宝血洗礼，所以我们每个都是圣徒。
So are we saints? It is because we are cleansed by the blood of Jesus, and that's why we can be called saints.
那这里讲神也在他们中间，这也是对的。
So it says that God is the Lord is among them, so that's also correct.
那神也在我们中间，这是对的。为什么？
So God saying that God is among us is also correct, and why is that?
因为我们刚刚唱完是祷告，不是大家都得圣灵吗？
When we just sang hymns and also prayed, didn't people receive the Holy Spirit?
我们的身体是神的殿，神借着圣灵住在我们里面，所以神在我们当中，这是对的。
And our bodies are the temple of God, and the Holy Spirit can dwell in us, so this is true.
所以第三节有一部分是对的。
So in verse 3, it is what they said is partially correct.
那哪个地方是错的？
So which part is wrong?
第一句话。
The first phrase.
你们谈自专权。
You take too much upon yourselves.
这句话是错的。
This phrase is wrong.
最后一句。
And the last phrase.
你们为什么自高超过神的会众呢？
Why then do you exalt yourselves above the assembly of the Lord?
第一个 如果我们了解摩西的历史，
The first part, if we understand the history of Moses,
但摩西自己把自己提高高过以色列百姓吗？当然不是的。
Did Moses actually exalt himself above the assembly of the Lord? He actually didn't.
而是神拣选他的。
It was God who chose him.
他一直推迟，推到最后，神快要生气了。
He kept delaying it until to the point where God was almost angry.
所以他不是自己去弄出来的。
So he didn't try to exalt himself.
但是现在为什么人的罪性这么厉害？这是隐藏在心里面。
So looking at this, how is the sinful nature so strong? It's because it's hidden in our hearts.
他攻击摩西亚伦说，你谈自专权你要至高超过神的会众。这个最重要的目的是什么？
So what is the main point of telling Moses and Aaron that they take too much upon themselves and exalt themselves?
最重要的目的是他们本身。
Their actual motive was to help themselves.
想要得到更高的职位。
And they wanted a higher status.
我们来看第十节。
Let's take a look at verse 10.
第十节请。
Verse 10. And that he has brought you near to himself, you and all your brethren, the sons of Levi, with you. And are you seeking the priesthood also?
这个地方讲利未人，你们已经在侍奉神了，这个不是小事
So the sons of Levi are already serving God, and that's not something insignificant.
那你现在还要求祭司的职分？
And now you're seeking the priesthood also?
所以他打算把摩西拉下去，所以他自己可以爬上去当祭司的职分。
They wanted to drag Moses down so that they could take on the role as priest.
这不是一个 agenda 吗？这不是一个人在讲好听的话，背后有自己的一套目的在里面吗？
Is this not their hidden agenda where they pretend to do something good, but they have secret motives?
所以为什么公司里面有 politics?
So why are there politics in companies?
因为别人要把你拉下去，他可以上去啊。
Because people wanted to drag you down so that they can go up themselves.
他可以踏到你的上面爬上去啊。
And they can use you to step up and go even further.
那为什么教会里面没有 politics?
So why is there no politics in the church?
因为教会的主是神啊。
Because the Lord of the church is God.
那神要我们做什么，神就会安排让你做什么。
So God gets to decide to decide everyone's roles.
但是人性的弱点就是人很复杂。
But the weakness of human nature is that humans are very complicated.
讲的话很好听，到最后是他自己想要爬上去。
The things that you say sound really nice, but then actually their motives is to climb higher.
那这样就得罪了神。
If you do that, then you are sinning against God.
所以如果我们回来看。
So if we take a look.
我们刚刚读的第三节。
Verse 3.
OK, 第三节聚集来攻击摩西。
In verse 3, it says, they gathered together against Moses and Aaron.
所以在人看起来是这一些人来攻击摩西。
If you look at it from a different perspective, it is these people who are coming together to go against Moses and Aaron.
那我们现在看11节。
So let's take a look at verse 11. 11, therefore you and all your company are gathered together against the Lord. And what is Aaron that you complain against him?
到最后摩西讲你们是攻击神
So in the end, Moses was saying that they gathered together against the Lord.
为什么？
And why did he say that?
因为摩西跟亚伦的职分不是他们向世界上去追求、去争取、竞选来的。
Because Moses and Aaron's roles were not ones that they went out where they went out to the world and earned it themselves.
是神在用这些人。
It is actually God who is using these people.
那你现在攻击神所用的人，要把他拉下去，你自己可以爬上在，那就得罪了神。
So if you are attacking the people that God has appointed, then you are going against the Lord.
那在这件事情上我们就看摩西怎么面对。
So from this situation, let's take a look at how Moses dealt with it.
圣经说摩西是神人啊。
The Bible said that Moses is a man of God.
现在有250个人，而且有名望的人来攻击他，摩西怎么去面对？
And there were 250 renowned men who are now going against Moses. So how would he deal with it?
有人说啊，你怎么回应别人对你的态度，那个就是你的真正的自我，这是很有道理的。
People say that your true self is shown based on the way you react to other people, and that's true.
哦，不管别人讲的怎么样，你怎么回应就代表你本身。
Whatever people say to you, the way you your response reflects your true self.
好，那现在摩西怎么回应？
So how did Moses respond?
啊，我们看十六章。
Let's take a look at chapter 16.
啊，OK，我们看十五节。
Verse 15. Then Moses was very angry and said to the Lord, "Do not respect their offering. I have not taken one donkey from them, nor have I hurt one of them."
哦，在前面啊，前面有一段。OK，我们看第七节。
And also verse 7. Verse 7. Put fire in them and put incense in them before the Lord tomorrow, and it shall be that the man whom the Lord chooses is the holy one. You take too much upon yourselves, you sons of Levi.
哦，OK，第八节。
Verse 8. Then Moses said to Korah, "Hear now, you sons of Levi."
啊，OK，那这里就摩西就告诉他们啊，那明天我们大家都到神面前了。
So Moses responded and said, "How about tomorrow we all go to the in front of God?"
啊，让我们大家都用香炉来献祭吧。
And we can all offer incense.
那就看神站在哪一边。
And to see where God stands.
那这个就是表示神要用谁吧。
And that represents who God would pick.
好，所以到最后这一件事情啊，发生什么？
So what happened after this?
好，我们看31节。
Let's take a look at verse 31. 31. Now it came to pass as he finished speaking all these words, that the ground split apart under them.
好，33节。
33. So they and all those with them went down alive into the pit. The earth closed over them, and they perished from among the assembly.
35.
And a fire came out from the Lord and consumed the 250 men who were offering incense.
所以到最后就是，250个还有其他的人，不是被吞下去，就是被火烧掉。
So in the end, more than 250 men died, and they were either swallowed by the earth or they were burned.
这个只是一个例子，在告诉我们哦，在神面前侍奉神的人哦，都会被罪性控制。何况有时候我们本身呢，不是跟神很靠近啊，人际关系很容易出问题。
So this is an example to show what would happen. That is common. That it still happens to. To workers in church where they may still fall, and it shows the it shows that if you're not close to God, then you will have interpersonal relationships.
哦，所以有时候在教会里面哦，为什么有的人不来教会？
Oh, sorry, bad interpersonal relationships. And why is it that some people at church don't come as much?
如果你跟他很熟，
So if you're really familiar with them,
有很多原因呢，其中有一个就是人的原因。
There could be many reasons, but these reasons are all coming from humans or people.
当然了，因为人我们失去信仰，这是不对的。
So if because of other people we lose our faith, then that's not the correct reason.
因为我们最后是要进迦南呢。
Because ultimately we're trying to enter into Canaan.
你管他摩西亚伦在做什么？
And you care so much about what Moses and Aaron are doing.
最重要是我要进迦南呢。
The ultimate goal is actually just to enter into Canaan.
所以一个人因为人而绊倒，就失去了我们信耶稣最重要的目的。我要进迦南。
Some people might stumble because of other people, and they lose sight of their main goal, which was to enter into Canaan.
所以我们在教会里面，这个人际关系应该会有一种新的做法。
So in the church, we must treat interpersonal relationships differently.
好，我们现在再来看另外一个哈，没有这么严重，但是也会对人有影响。
So let's take a look at another example that wasn't so severe, but still impacts us.
好，我们现在看东亚民数记。
Let's also take a look at Numbers.
民数记的十二章。
Numbers chapter 12.
民数记的十二章。
Numbers chapter 12.
十二章的第一节，
Numbers chapter 12, verse 1. Verse 1. Then Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. Verse 2. So they said, has the Lord indeed spoken only through Moses? Has he not spoken through us also? And the Lord heard it.
这个地方讲啊, 摩西娶了古实的女子为妻。
Here it says that Moses married an Ethiopian woman.
当然,旧约圣经啊, 你如果看跟不同信仰的人结婚, 这是神所不喜悦的。
So in the Old Testament, if you take a look, marrying an outsider is not something that God delights in.
但是问题是,米利安跟亚伦怎么说?
However, the main issue was the way Miriam and Aaron responded.
难道人又毁谤他吧? 神单单与摩西说, 不也与我们说话吗?
So they said, has the Lord indeed spoken only through Moses and not spoken through us also?
那他讲这个目的是什么?
So what is the point of them saying this?
如果我们看, 第六节,
let's take a look at verse 6. Verse 6, then he said, hear now my words, if there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, make myself known to him in a vision, I speak to him in a dream.
这里讲啊, 如果有先知, 神在异象中梦中会跟他说话,
So here it says, if there's a prophet among them, then the Lord will make himself known in a vision.
所以米利安是先知吧, 所以神会启示他。
So Miriam is a prophet, so God will appear, will make himself known to her.
所以亚伦也是祭司, 他跟神也很亲近。
And Aaron's a priest, so he's also very close to God.
但是摩西跟他们对神的体验不一样。
However, the experiences with God that Moses had was different than the other two.
我们看第七节。
Let's take a look at verse 7. Not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house.
第八节。
Verse 8. I speak with him face to face, even plainly, and not in dark sayings. And he sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?
这里神啊,替摩西解释。
So here, God was able to explain for Moses.
他在我家全家尽,全然尽忠。
He was faithful in all my house.
然后我要跟他面对面说话。
I speak with him face to face.
他要见到我的形象。
And he will see my form of the Lord. So the relationship that Moses had with God was stronger than that of Miriam and Aaron's because he had more experiences with God. And it's because he was very faithful.
那这一件事情啊，他的姐姐，他的哥哥米利安亚伦，想要毁谤他。
So because of this, his older sister and older brother Miriam and Aaron wanted to go against him.
所以我们就知道人性很复杂。
So we can see here that human nature is very complex.
因为人性含有罪性。
Because human nature contains sinful nature.
所以这是。 人际关系问题的根源。
So this is the root of the problems in interpersonal relationships.
那摩西是神人, 他对他姐姐米利安, 亚伦的这个, 的毁谤, 他怎么讲?
So Moses was a man of God, and so how did he respond to Aaron and Miriam's to what they said?
那就安静啊, 他也没有讲什么。
He was silent, he didn't really say anything.
那这个安静代表什么?
So what does this silence represent?
第三节,
verse 3.
摩西为人极其谦和，世上的众人。
Now the man Moses was very humble and more than all the men who were on the face of the earth.
摩西没有说你攻击我，我要攻击你回去。
Moses didn't say, since you guys are attacking me, then I can attack back.
他很谦和，他知道神跟他同在，那这就交托给神吧。
But he knew that God was with him so that he could entrust it all to God.
而且真的神替他解释。
And then finally, God spoke on his behalf.
所以当人际关系发生问题,
so when problems arise in your interpersonal relationships,
如果我们能够站在神的观点来看,
If we are able to look at the situation with the perspective of God,
那我们就很清楚。
then we can have a clear understanding.
那如果我们本身真的很谦卑,
and if we ourselves are very humble,
我们不会因为别人对我们怎样, 我们也去同样用恶来对待他。
If people treat us with evil, then we wouldn't want to respond in an evil way.
所以, 以色列百姓啊, 那这件事情啊, 对后来产生什么影响?
So what impact did it have on the Israelites?
我们看15节。
Let's take a look at verse 15.
民数记12章15节。
Numbers chapter 12, verse 15. 15. So Miriam was shut out of the camp 7 days, and the people did not journey till Miriam was brought in again.
后来米利安就生了大麻风了。
So then Miriam had a leprosy.
那大麻风就隔离了，关该员外7天。
So if you have leprosy, then you have to be you can't be near the other people for 7 days.
那百姓就没有行路了，一直到米利安出来哈。
So the people didn't journey until Miriam was brought out.
今天就是讲说，那教会哦不和睦啊，整个圣工的进展就停顿了。
So this means that if there is no unity in the church, then the progress or the work in the church stops.
那教会圣工不和睦，如果是出于人之间不和睦，这个是有问题的。So
if there is no unity in church work because of interpersonal relationships, then that's not good.
所以这让我们知道旷野的危机。So
this helps us understand the crisis in the wilderness.
人际关系,
which is the issue of interpersonal relationships.
所以在教会里面，有时候你看到有的人聚完会就走。
So in church, sometimes you'll see members who come shortly and then leave really quickly.
家里的关系都搞不好了，我再跟教会扯在一起，我心里不是信得很痛苦吗？
So if I can't even resolve the problems at my own home, how can I resolve the problems with other people at church?
家里最亲的是什么？夫妻关系吧。
So what's the closest relationship in the family? It is the relationship between a husband and wife.
有的是来教会很和睦，回到家天天吵架。
And sometimes people come to church and they seem very harmonious, but then once they go home, they start arguing.
家里两代的关系。
And also caring for the between parents and children.
这应该是很和睦的。
This is supposed to be something that's very united.
但是 你看两代关系到最后合不来。
But then sometimes the two parties cannot get together.
没有讲话。
They don't talk.
希望赶快长大搬出去。
And the parents hope that their kids will grow up faster and move out.
那再来兄弟姐妹的关系。
And next is the relationship between brothers and sisters.
里面没有亲情。
Siblings, and they don't have the kindness to each other.
所以 最亲的家庭都关系都搞不好，那来到教会说，我不要进到这个里面。
So if you, so for the people who can't fix the relationships in their own families, they don't dare to come to church and deal with other people.
聚完会就留，这样最轻。
So after service ends, they just quickly go home.
那有的虽然留在教会，但是他对人是封闭的，他不跟人来往。
So there may be people who come to a church and stay, but they don't want to interact with other people.
那现在问题是，我们在主耶稣的救恩里面，人际关系要怎么做？
So now the problem is, now that we all belong under God, how do we deal with interpersonal relationships?
是人际关系能够成为我们走天国路的一个帮助。
Interpersonal relationships should actually help us enter heaven.
我们先来看以弗所书。
Let's take a look at Ephesians.
以弗所书。
The book of Ephesians.
以弗所书的第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
19节。
Verse 19. Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God.
这个地方讲啊，你们不是外人，也不是客旅。
So here it says that you are no longer strangers and foreigners.
那是你们是圣徒。
But you are fellow citizens with the saints.
圣徒通过，难道是神家里面的人？
and members of the household of God.
啊, 所以教会是神的家。
So the church is the house of God.
哦, 那家最重要什么? 要有爱。
So what's the most important thing in a house? It is love.
那爱从哪里来?
Oh, so where does love come from?
爱从神来的。
Love comes from God.
对, 圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们心里面。
So the Holy Spirit allows God's love to be poured into our hearts.
那这个教会如果有爱哦, 有两点哦, 一定会影响我们的人际关系。
So if the church has love, there will be two main things that will affect our interpersonal relationships.
好，我们来看哥林多前书十三章。
Let's take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
哥林多前书十三章。
1 Corinthians chapter 13.
十三章的第五节。
1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. Verse 5, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil.
这个地方讲啊，我用中文来解释中文版啊，这里讲啊，不求自己的益处。
So here it says to not, does not seek its own.
这个叫做爱。
This is love.
所以很多的人际关系发生问题，就是把自己的益处放在别人的益处前面。
So a lot of interpersonal relationships happen because you put your own benefit over other people's. And it includes the relationship between husband and wife.
你如果每一个益处你都把自己的益处放在你太太的前面，问题就出来了。
If you put all your wants and benefits over the ones of your spouse, then there's problems.
那这个就包括我们教会里面哦，很重要就是。 人跟人之间不要有利害关系。
This is also the same in our church where we should not have a self-interest.
很多有利害关系到最后都关系破裂。
If you have self-interest at church, then this causes problems with your relationships.
到现在为止，我可能有，我没有听过一个合股做生意到最后是很和睦的结束。
So from what I heard, I haven't heard of an example where someone worked as a where church members join in business partnerships and it actually works out.
因为你一旦合股做生意就是有关系，有利害关系。
Because when you work with other church members in a business format, then it creates self-interest.
你可以跟你爸爸妈妈合股。
You could also create a business with your parents.
因为为什么到最后他一定让步，他爱你。
Because in the end, they will let go and they'll let you because they love you.
但是弟兄姊妹如果合股做生意，一旦利害关系摆不平，关系就结束。
But if siblings enter into a business, create a business partnership, then it will cause a lot of problems.
那如果真的要合股做生意，
So if you want to create a business together,
爱就是不求自己的益处，我们做得到吗？
Then love does not seek its own. Can we actually achieve that?
如果做得到，你就可以有合股做生意。
If you can achieve that, then you are able to open up a business together.
所以这是第一个，不求自己的益处。
So this is the first thing, which is to not seek its own.
第五节，最后一句，不计算人的恶。
So the last part of verse 5 is to thinks no evil.
就是好像电脑那个delete掉了就没有了。
It's just like on the computer, you can delete something.
你看哦，我们在家里的，如果你很懂得感谢。
So if you look at a home or a people in the house, if you are able to be grateful,
感谢你的配偶。
You are grateful for your spouse.
感谢你的配偶，你的父母。
You are grateful for your parents.
关系都很好。
Then your relationship will be really good.
但是如果我们 一直提对方的不好，
However, if you keep bringing up the negative parts of the other party,
关系就不好。
Then your relationship will not be good.
所以， 教会是神的家。
So the church is the house of God.
爱增加， 关系就会好。
And the more love you have, then the better the relationships become.
好， 我们再回来看， 以弗所书。
Let's take a look at Ephesians.
以弗所书的第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
第一节，
Verse 1. Verse 1, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called.
第二节,
Verse 2, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love.
这个第一节跟第二节在讲教会人际关系要怎么才会好。
So in verses 1 and 2, it talks about how we can improve our interpersonal relationships in church.
好,第二节,凡事谦虚,温柔,忍耐。
So it's with lowliness, gentleness, and long-suffering.
然后,用爱心互相宽容。
And bearing with one another in love.
每个人都不一样啊。
So it's different for everyone.
好,第三节。
Everyone's different. Verse
3. 用和平彼此联络。
And to keep the unity.
不要大声嘛,不要吵啊。
You don't need to yell or argue loudly.
然后竭力保守圣灵所示合而为一的心。
To keep the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace.
如果这样啊，我们教会的人际关系啊，就会真的像一个身体，一个家庭。
If you do this, then all the interpersonal relationships will come together, and it will create one body and one house.
好，我们再看第四章以弗所书。
Let's take a look at Ephesians chapter 4.
20节。
Verse 20. 20, but you have not so learned Christ.
第21节。
21, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus.
22节。
22, that you put off concerning your former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts.
24节。
24, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness.
这是讲如果我们学的基督。
So here it says, if we have learned Christ, so our faith will doesn't improve.
你看人际关系,
it depends on our interpersonal relationships.
我跟神的关系,
how do I see my relationship with God?
但是我跟人的关系是很实在的,
the relationships that we have with other people is very real.
你学的基督就是你一直在进步。
So if you learn from Christ, then you can continue to improve.
要脱去旧人。
To take off the old self.
旧人是什么?
Or sorry, the old man. So what is the old man?
社会的文化传统所带给我们的对人处事的态度。
It is the cultures and traditions from society that teaches us to not have good relationships.
穿上新人, 新人是什么?
So we have to put on the new man. So what's the new man?
主耶稣的样式。
It is the likeness of Jesus.
所以每一个人如果都学基督,
So if everyone learns to be like Christ,
脱去旧人,穿上新人,
to put off the old man and to put on the new man,
关系就是好的,
then our relationships will be good.
那这样的生活叫做对得起神。
And this type of life is worthy of God.
那我们就在天国路会一直努力地往前走。
And we will continue to strive forward in this path to heaven.
唱起。Let's
sing hymn.
162, 62.
Let us sing hymn 62.